朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
而且他每一次上车之前就已经先为了今天这个还没有遇到的人先祷告了。
And every time before he even sets foot on the train, he begins to pray for this individual that he has not yet met.
这是他从小留给我们的榜样。
And this is an example he set for us ever since we were young.
他是军人，他面对他们的总司令的时候，他都跟他传福音。
He was a soldier, and when he comes to his commander in chief, he would also share the gospel to him.
因为他知道人人都需要耶稣。
Because he knows that all man needs Christ.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们真巴不得我们每一个人都有这个把握。
And I pray that all of us would have the certainty.
当你真知道自己里面所传的、所要给人的是什么的时候
，When we truly know what is it that we want to give others,
就让我们有勇气去面对所有拒绝的人。
Then we have the courage to face all of those who will resist or to reject us.
所以我最近昨天特别昨天听到 Rainbow 跟 Campus 的福音工作火已经烧起来了哈。
And I hear that the Rainbow and the Campus Fellowship.This fire has already been kindled.
啊，这个年轻人 Thomas 也来一个 English corner. 为什么我读大学的时候你们不来
？And why?
他们有一个 English corner, 帮助这些刚来美国的这些学人们学英文。
Oh, this is an English corner ministry that's helping those individuals who's here in the States to learn English language.
我们每个礼拜都有几十个福音朋友、学生们跑到教会来，你们知道吗
？And there are a lot of gospel friends that would come to the church because of these services.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们听到的真的是很感动。
And when we hear these testimonies, we are moved within our hearts.
超过了我们的职责，超过了我们自己本身的问题跟需要，我们愿意来服侍别人。
We've gone beyond our own responsibilities with the limitations of our own abilities and our strength to serve others.
千万不要以为福音只是 quarterly 有个福音聚会有一个讲员。
Do not think that the gospel is just happens once quarterly and is the responsibility of the speaker.
弟兄姊妹，燃烧自己，点燃别人。
A brother and sister that we may be ablaze to kindle others.
啊，你就发现约西亚在这样子的处境里面，他根本不放弃的。
So Josiah, in the circumstances that he lived in, he never gave up.
真的就像我那次讲的例子，就像全世界的黑暗加起来，也不能够阻止我这个小蜡烛不发光。
Just like I said that the entire darkness of the entire world was summed up, it cannot stop me from shining.
约西亚真的是一个小蜡烛。
Josiah was a small candle.
十几岁的孩子，二十岁的孩子而已。
He was in his teens.
但是他就开始点火。
But he begins to light.
星星之火足以燎原。
He begins to light everyone around him.
啊，弟兄姊妹，他真是一个。影响他世代的人。
And he is a person that has changed and influenced his time.
接下来。
And then we see.
我们发现当他在这里做了这么多革新的时候。
And as he began to do a lot of these things that revives and changes things around
his land. 圣经上说在他第十八年的时候他们去洁净圣殿。
And on the 18th year of his reign, they went to cleanse the temple.
那是几岁了
?How old was he now? How old is he now?
啊
?26。
八岁做王，然后十八年的时候。
He became king when he was 8, and 18 years after that, how old is he now?
不错了，有人说二十五岁还是大部分醒的啊。
Some say 25, they're mostly awake. He's 26.
当人家去洁净圣殿的时候，发现的摩西律法书。
And when they were cleansing the temple, they discover a book.The Book of Covenant by Moses.
然后你就晓得神的百姓把神的律法书丢在圣殿里面几十年没有人知道没有人管。
So this book was cast away in the temple. Nobody cared about it. Nobody even knew it was there.
等到当他们去清理圣殿的时候才发现的这本书在那边。
When they were cleaning up the temple, they discover this book.
那灰尘不晓得拍多少才拍干净。
Don't know how thick the dust was before.That was accumulating on that book.
现在大家都是 iPad, smartphone, 不需要拍灰尘了。
A lot of everybody's got iPads and smartphones. There's no dust to cast off.
当他们一读的时候，就送给王，念给王听。
And when they read the book, they walked to the king's chamber and they read to the king.
圣经上告诉我们，王听见律法上的话就撕裂衣服。
And the scripture says that when the king heard these words, he tore his clothes.
弟兄姊妹，你知道当我读到这个话的时候，我真的是佩服约西亚王。
And brothers and sisters, when I came across these words, I admire this king.
很多的时候我读主的话我的确会流泪。
A lot of times when we read the words, I'll read the scripture, we do shed tears.
但是我从来没有想到有一个人可以读摩西律法书读到要撕裂衣服。
And I could never imagine someone could read the laws of Moses to the point he would rent his clothes.
那么多的律法遗文，那么多的命令，那么多圣洁的要求，那么多律例典章，读都不想读，我们都想跳过去的。
All these laws, commands, statutes, we come across them, we find them burdensome, and we want to skip them.
是什么力量让这个人听见律法书会撕裂衣服
？What is that power, that strength, cause this man to hear?The words, and yet he rents his clothes.
因为他不是把它当作一本宗教的经典律例典章来读。
Because he did not treat those words and that book as a doctrine, a set of doctrine of a religion.
他把它真的当作是神说话，这是神的话，是神在说话。
He treated as if God was speaking.
神借着写出来的律法书对人说话。
And through the written words that God was speaking to man.
所以弟兄姊妹，我常常说，读经一定要遇见那位说话的神。
So I say to you, brothers and sisters, oftentimes when we read the scripture, we need to meet and encounter the speaking God.
当我们遇见这位说话的神的时候，不管是什么话，你都会觉得是神在跟我们相交。
And when we meet this God who is speaking, every time we come to Him, we will discover that we are communing with Him.
他是对神的话语有非常强烈反应的人。
He has a very passionate response towards the word of God.
今天我们很多人读经已经没有这个感觉了。
A lot of time when we read the scripture, we don't have such a feelings anymore.
那我们可能是为着我们的习惯，为着我们 ND 的要求，为着我们基督徒敬虔的操练，我们在这里读圣经。
Maybe because of habit, because of the requirements of classes, and because I do have some kind of a pursuit for growth, I'm reading it.
很多的时候我们读完的时候，我们里面心弦未动。
A lot of times after our reading, nothing moved.
我们读完了，我们也不觉得我们遇见了神。
And after reading the scriptures, we don't feel like we've encountered God.
但是约西亚读圣经的时候，他里面的感觉是这么敏锐，这么强烈。
But Josiah, you see that it is so different with him.
弟兄姊妹，我们求神真的帮助我们对神话语的重视。
And brothers and sisters, we pray that we will have a different attitude towards the word of God.
我们也真的求神帮助我们在读神话语的时候，那个正确态度的建立。
And then we will establish the right attitude as we come to read the word of God.
不光有稳定的灵修生活。
Not only do we have a steady spiritual walk and reading of
His word. 我们能够有正确的灵修关系和态度。
But we have the correct and the right attitude when we're having that time of communion with God.
不然我们读圣经，我们常常里面并不能得到我们该得的祝福。
Because if we didn't, then oftentimes as we read, we will not get the blessing that we're supposed to
have. 所以我曾经说过，有一个朋友，他的朋友的孩子患的那种很罕有的病。
There was the child of a friend caught a disease that was very contagious.
每四十万个人不是 contagious， 是为 rare， 很少有的。
Very rare.
Yeah. 这个没有传染性哈，四十万个人才有一个。
Every 400,000 there is one case.
就是他没有痛的神经，他没有感觉。
And he has no sense of pain. He has no nerve ending on his hands.
所以爸爸妈妈非常紧张。
So mom and dad is very very nervous.
他手割破了流血了，他不痛，他不会哭。
When he cuts his hand and starts to bleed, he wouldn't cry because he has no pain.
他的手放到烫烫的炉子上，都烧焦了，他不会哭。
If his hands was on the stove, is completely burned, he wouldn't cry. He has no pain.
因为他麻木，他没有感觉。
Because his nerve endings are completely dead.
对弟兄姊妹，很多的时候我们对神的话语是麻木的。
Brothers and sisters, I say that oftentimes we are the same way concerning the word of God.
对圣灵的工作是麻木的。
Concerning the work of the Holy Spirit, we are the same.
不信的话，你问问看自己，上一次你被神的话感动是什么时候
？If you don't believe these words, I want to ask you, when was the last time the word of God actually stirred in you？
你上一次你个人灵修哈，你个人灵修，你真的觉得遇见神是在什么时候
？Your personal pursuit, you felt that that was the time I actually really met God. When was that time？
所以弟兄姊妹，当约西亚听见神的话的时候。
And so, brothers, we see that Josiah, when he heard these words,
他撕裂衣服，他在主人面前为百姓、为列祖认罪悔改。
He rent his clothes and he prostrated on the ground and repented for the people and for the nation.
然后你发现很难过的事情。
And then tragically, you see this.
就是到他的儿子。
And when it came to his son,
约雅敬做王的时候，没有关系。他的儿子做王的时候
，Jehoiakim when he became king,
耶利米。写话写书去责备他。
And Jeremiah wrote words to rebuke him.
神叫耶利米去责备他。
And so the Lord caused Jeremiah to go and to rebuke him.
当别人把耶利米所写的话拿给他的儿子约雅敬的时候，
and when they took the words of Jeremiah to his Josiah's son,
那个时候正好是冬天啊，这个那个约雅敬坐在火炉面前在那烤火。
And it was the winter time. Jehoiakim was sitting at in front of the fireplace, warming himself.
圣经上告诉我们，约雅敬王才听了三四行。
And Jehoiakim heard about three or four lines.
他就把文士的刀拿过来，把耶和华的书卷全部砍断，丢到火里面烧掉。
And he took the sword of the scribe and he cut the scroll of the Lord in two and he cast it in the flame to be burned.
同样是神的话。
It is also the word of God.
爸爸对神的话是思虑心肠的敬畏神。
His father's attitude was he was rent his clothes and he was sincere toward the word of God.
儿子却用这种傲慢的态度对待神的话语。
And his son was so boastful and proud concerning the word of God.
弟兄姊妹，不是神的话出问题。
There's nothing wrong with the word of God.
而是我们怎么样子对待神的话，这是一个关键。
But our attitude towards the word of God, that is the criticality.
啊，所以在这里。约西亚王当他还活着的时候，神没有让审判临到他们。
Josiah, while he was still king, the Lord promised that judgment would not fall on them.
而是在他儿子的时代，犹大国亡国。
Then at the time of his son, when he was king, that the nation of Judah lost its kingdom.
弟兄姊妹，我们求神帮助我们对神的话还是要有反应的。
So brothers, we need to ask the Lord, Lord, help me to be responsive to your words.
那你会说，为什么我没有反应？
Then you would ask the question, how come I am non-responsive?
弟兄姊妹，这是我们个人要去面对神的。
We each individually needs to come and face God.
这也不是我今天的主题啊。
This is not the theme of this message today.
在这里，我们看第四节，那不对，那个第四个点。
The fourth point.
说到他是尽心尽力带领百姓归向神的王。
He was a king who led the people back to God with all of his heart and all of his mind.
他不光自己跟神有一个敬虔的态度。
Not only does he have a reverent heart towards God.
他不光自己跟神之间有一个很正常的关系。
Not only does he have a regular relationship with the Lord.
他要带领整个神的百姓归向神。
He wants to bring the entire people back to God.
在这里我列了两件事情。
And two particular things that I brought to remembrance.
一个，他带领百姓们归向神，与神立约。
And the very first one is that he brought the people of God to come and establish a covenant with God.
另外一个就是他恢复了让百姓们守逾越节。
And secondly is the restoration of the celebration of Passover.
啊，弟兄姊妹，在这里我们来看我所列的经文，好，我都是摘录的了。历代志下34:29-33。
Second Chronicles chapter 34, verse 29-33.
当我们这样读过来的时候。
When we read through it.
在这里有三件事情请你们注意的。
And there are three things I want to ask you to pay attention to.
三十节，王和犹大众人与耶路撒冷的居民并祭司利未人以及所有的百姓无论大小都一同上到耶和华的殿。王就把殿里所得的约书念给他们听。这是第一件事情。
And so the priests and the Levites and all the people great and small,
就是当约西亚要在这里带领百姓归向神的时候，他所做的。
They brought all the people. He brought all the people to come to hear the word, the reading of the words.
他们把他把百姓带回到神的面前，带回到神话语的面前。
He brought people back to the house of the Lord before the word of God.
所以他把他们无论大小，各地的人都把他们带到耶和华的殿。
So whether great or small, all the people, he brought them back to the temple of the Lord.
就是神同在的地方。
And this is the place where the Lord's presence
dwells. 神要被敬拜、被侍奉的地方。
The place where the Lord is to be worshipped and to be served.
而且他把他自己所听到的约书念给他们听。
And so he read the book of the covenant to them.
换句话说，弟兄姊妹，要复兴神的百姓，我们的路就是要直接回到神的面前。
And so brothers, to revive the people of God, the direct path is to bring them back to the presence of God.
就是直接回到神话语的面前。
Directly coming back to the word of God.
不要去搞很多的活动，很多的方法去带进复兴。
It's not a lot of activities and a lot of different methods to bring about revival.
就直接的到神面前去。
Directly come before the presence of God.
Anytime you can make a U-turn to God.
Anytime you can make a U-turn to God.
任何时候你可以180度的转向神。
Anytime you can make a U-turn to God.
就是直接到神面前去。
To directly come before the presence of God.
这是我们最大的需要。
This is our greatest need.
人人需要的就是耶稣。
Everyone needs Jesus.
你需要力量吗？
Do you need strength?
回到神面前。
Come before the Lord.
你需要喜乐吗？
Do you need joy?
回到神面前。
Come before the Lord.
你需要得胜吗？
Do you need victory?
回到神面前。
Come before the Lord.
你想过圣洁生活吗？
You want to live a holy life?
回到神面前。
Come before the Lord.
没有别的路。
There is no other way.
就是直接到神面前。
Directly come before the Lord.
到他的话面前。
Come before his words.
第二件事情。
Secondly.
31节，王站在他的地位上，在耶和华面前立约，要尽心尽性地顺从耶和华，遵守他的诫命、法度、律例，成就这书上所记的约言。
And then the king stood in his place and made a covenant before the Lord to follow the Lord and to keep his commands and his testimony and his statutes with all his heart and all his soul.
这个说到王自己本身做榜样。
So the king himself made an example of himself.
他不是只是在这里讲。
He wasn't just here speaking of it.
他不是只是在这里传，在这里勉励别人。
He wasn't just here encouraging others to do it.
他说王站在他自己的位置上。
So it says the king stood in his place.
他要尽心尽性在神的面前，而且他跟王跟神立约。
And with all of his heart and all of his soul, he made a covenant with the Lord.
我曾经讲过，二次世界大战结束的时候
，At the conclusion of the Second World War,
有人去请教盟军的统帅艾森豪。
And somebody went to ask Eisenhower.
问他说，领导。统御的这个秘诀在哪里
？What is the secret of being the commander in chief for this effort？
艾森豪就在地上画了一条直线
，And Eisenhower drew a straight line on the ground。
然后放了一个绳子在这里
，And he put a rope right here。
他说：“我要我整个绳子完全沿着这条直线往前走，我是在前面拉呢，还是在后面推呢
？”If I want this rope to follow the straight line, do I pull in front of the rope or do I push it from the back of the rope？
应该怎么做
？How do you do it？
当然在前面拉嘛。
You pull the rope from the front end, right?
你抓着头，沿着那条线，所有的后面全部沿着直线走。
You grab the front end of the rope and you drag it forward, and then the rope will follow the line.
你自己在后面推的话，你就发现这个绳子就这样弯来弯去。
If you're in the aft end of the rope, you try to push it, you discover that the rope will not straighten up.
它不可能沿着直线往前去。
They cannot go along the straight line.
它也不可能全体沿着直线往前去。
And not the entire length of the rope that it can follow this line.
弟兄姊妹，我们新的一年又在眼前啊。
The new year.Is dawning right before us.
我们明年的主题是成全圣徒，各尽其职。
And the next year's topic is that we would equip the saints and fulfill the roles of all saints.
我们感谢主带着这么多爱主的弟兄姊妹，在我们中间兴起了更多爱主的人。我们非常感谢神。
And we thank the Lord that He's brought about a lot of brothers who love the Lord into this place and raised up a lot of brothers who love the Lord.
但是我们希望为神教预备更多合用的器皿。
But we pray that we would establish more vessels that is useful in God's hand and God's house.
当这些 leader 们，无论是牧长职，无论是小组长，无论是区长，是任何 ND 的组长，我们在这里带领服侍我们同伴的时候
，And as the church leader began to serve everyone.And the small group leaders, all those who have the capacity to lead.
我们是怎样的人，就能带出怎样的人。
We need to understand who we are will bring forth those individuals who will follow.
当我们在这里要求同伴、要求同工们的时候
，When we ask our companions and co-workers,
我希望我们自己本身做出我们的榜样来。
And we pray that we individually ourselves will live out as an example.
我们服侍的范围越广，这个要求其实是越严格的。
And the capacity of our service, the bigger they are, the more stringent and more strict.This requirement will be.
我们是来求神帮助我们。
We ask the Lord to help all of us.
约西亚自己站在他该站的位置上。
Josiah, the king, stood in his place.
他自己尽心尽性的要来顺从耶和华。
And with all of his heart and all of his soul, he desired to obey the Lord.
然后底下你就发现他这个时候他可以去带动百姓们来跟神立约。
And so now he can move the entire people that was with him to also establish a covenant with God.
他才能够带动神的百姓们来归向神。
And then he can make all of those who are within his presence to turn to God.
所以底下就讲到三十二节，他幼时住在耶路撒冷和便雅悯的人都服从这约，于是耶路撒冷的居民都遵行他列祖之神的约。约西亚从以色列各处将一切可憎之物都除掉，使以色列境内的人都侍奉耶和华他们的神。
So Josiah brought all those who were in Jerusalem, Benjamin, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem to come and make a covenant with God, and he abolished all the idols within the land.
最后就说到，约西亚在世的日子就跟从耶和华他们列祖的神，总不离开。
And so these words were this conclusion that all his days they did not depart from following the Lord God of their fathers.
我读这句话的时候
When I come across this
约书亚在世的时候
While Josiah was still alive
我相信我们圣经上有很多类似的约书亚跟当时认识耶和华的长老还在的时候
And there are also other references in scripture like Joshua and the elders that was with Joshua while they were still alive
你就发现在圣经里面用这样子笔法形容的时候
And you discover that the scripture when it uses these words to describe this particular condition
其实它告诉我们两件事情
It tells us two things
第一个我们的影响力
First of all, our ability to influence.
是那么具体，那么真实的。
It's very, very real.
当这些人还在的时候，以色列百姓们就不离开神。
That while these people were still alive, that the people of God did not depart from the Lord.
当他们走的时候，以色列百姓们偏离神。
But soon as they departed, they left, and the people of God also left the Lord.
所以你千万不能够小看说，我到底有没有站在我的位置上发挥我的影响力。
So do not despise. the position which you stand and the ability of influence that you have on those around you.
在跟不在决定有 difference.
Whether you are at the right place or not, it makes a difference.
那第二件事情呢，我们看见。
And secondly, we ought to know.
就是到底这一般百姓们。
This group of people.
他们要为着他们肯接受谁的影响，要负自己的责任的。
They need to be responsible for those whom they are willing to trust as influence over them.
当他们接受约西亚影响的时候，你发现他们就在神面前过敬虔的日子。
And when they willingly received the influence of Josiah, they lived a holy life before God.
当他们约西亚走了，他们选择要去接受别人的影响的时候，他们就堕落了。
And when Josiah passed away.They made a choice to follow those who would lead them astray. Then they fell from the Lord.
好，所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是告诉影响力，我们两面都要平衡的来看。
So brothers, this is the balance of the power influence.
一面不要轻看自己的影响力。
On the one hand, do not despise our own ability to influence those around us.
第二个，要为自己拣选接受谁的影响而负责任。
Secondly, we need to be personally responsible for those individuals that we're willing to be influenced by.
到底你要接受约西亚呢，还是那些堕落的人
？Are we going to choose Josiah or those who has fallen away？
你要接受约书亚呢，还是你要接受后来兴起来的人
？Are you going to choose to follow Joshua or those who arise up after him？
弟兄姊妹，在我们的生活里面也是这样。
Brothers and sisters, within the boundaries of our lives,
第二个，他恢复了逾越节。
And so, secondly, he restored the celebration of Passover.
约西亚在耶路撒冷向耶和华守逾越节。
So now Josiah kept the Passover to the Lord in Jerusalem.
第十节，祭司站在自己的地方，利未人按着班次站立，都是照王所吩咐的。然后十八节，自从先知撒母耳以来，在以色列中没有守过这样的逾越节，以色列诸王也没有守过像约西亚祭司利未人在那里的犹大人和以色列人以及耶路撒冷居民所守的逾越节。我想不用念了哈，在这里讲到他把神的百姓带回到救恩的根基上。
And here it speaks of Josiah bringing the people of God back to the foundation of salvation.
人真正需要的
What people really need
是我们在神面前蒙救赎。
That we are truly saved by the Lord.
我们真正需要的是我们的罪需要在神的面前被解决。
That our sins are dealt with before God.
我们真正需要的是人必须跟神之间恢复该有对的关系。
What man really needs is the right relationship that is restored before him and God.
不是做人的道理，不是人生的哲学。
It's not the principle of how we ought to live.
不是一些爱的同伴。
It's not just companions that will love me.
人真正需要的是回到救赎的根基上。
But what people really need is the foundation of salvation.
所以进迦南打耶利哥之前，先吃逾越节的宴席。
So before they entered into Canaan and fought all their battles, they celebrated the Passover.
不管我们信主多少年。
No matter how many years we've been saved.
不管你是从你现在是在做到长老，做到执事，做到全时间，不管你是做任何的服事。
Whether you're elder or deacon or full-time minister, it doesn't matter what you're doing.
不管你最失败的时候，甚至最得胜的时候
，It doesn't matter whether it is at the point of your greatest fall or your greatest victory.
我们都需要站在羔羊救赎的根基上。
We always stand on the foundation of the salvation of the Lord.
我们软弱的时候，我们觉得我们需要宝血。
When we are weak, we think that we need the precious blood.
很多时候，我们得胜的时候，我们不那么觉得需要宝血。
Sometimes when we are at a place of victory, we don't think we need the blood.
其实不管我们得胜得失败到多惨，得胜到多高，我们都需要站在。救赎的根基上。
But brothers and sisters, no matter how great the fall or how great the victory, we always stand on the foundation of His salvation.
约西亚不仅帮助神的百姓把偶像废除。
Josiah not only helped the people to abolish the idols of the land.
那是消极的。
That's from a passive standpoint.
积极的，他们把他们带回到神的面前。
But actively, He brought the people of God back to the Lord God.
回到救赎的根基上。
To come back to the foundation of their salvation.
回到跟神对的关系上。
To come back to the right relationship with God.
然后在这里带领百姓们来归向神。
And then he led the people back to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这样子的一个人。
Brothers and sisters, such a man.
短短的三十年。
In just but 30 years.
很快的就过去了。
It went by very quickly.
你怎么能够想象？
How is it that we can imagine?
这个全国南国北国偶像充斥之地
that this land from the northern kingdom to the southern kingdom was full of idols.
能够在这一个年轻人的手下有一个翻天覆地的转变
that in the hands of this young man, that entire nation turned upside
down. 虽然神也曾经借着耶利米责备过约西亚世代的百姓
and yes, through Jeremiah, the Lord did rebuke the people of the land.
那你们不过假意归向我，并没有真心的归向我
You falsely turned back to me. You did not truly turn back to me. to me.
弟兄姊妹，这是在归向神的过程中。
But yes, this is in the process of returning back to the Lord.
很多时候归向先是假意的。
Yes, a lot of time when we come back to the Lord falsely, we come back.
先只是外面王下令了，只好废除偶像。
But just outwardly, yes, the king gave a command, so okay, we'll get rid of the idols.
但是你发现约西亚没有满足于这个。
But you know, Josiah did not stop at this.
他不光废除偶像。
He not only done away with the idols.
不光除掉外面的。
Not only did he abolish the outward stuff.
他把神的百姓带回到神的面前。
You see very clearly that he brought the people back to the presence of the Lord.
带回到救赎的根基上。
To come back to the foundation of their salvation.
带回到神圣洁的话语上。
To come back to the holy words of God.
而且叫他们跟神立约。
And to establish a covenant with God.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是为什么他走的时候全国哀哭啊。
This is why the entire nation lamented when he died.
因为已经很久以来，神的百姓没有这样子经历神。
Because for a long time, the people did not experience God the same way.
因为已经很久以来，从西西家以后没有看过这样子的王。
Because for too long since Josiah, they have not seen such a king.
他不过从八岁开始。
He started at 8 years of age.
你看他真正全面起来影响神的百姓，大概20岁开始。
So from 20 years of age, he begins to vastly influence his nation.
他花了十几年，十九年。给神家带来这么大的转变。
And then you see the remaining 19 years, he changed the land.
他在神儿女们心中留下了这么大的影响力。
As such a great influence among his people.
他活得令人怀念。
He lived a life that's worthy of remembrance.
事隔百年，人都在纪念他。
And over 100 years, people still lamented over him.
当他死的时候，全国的哀痛如同看见主回来那样子的哀痛。
And you see the lamenting of the people when he died was similar to the lamenting of the nation of Israel when Christ shall return.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有一个人知道自己还有多少年哈。
Brothers and sisters, no one here knows how much of our days remain.
希望我们剩下的年日在神的眼中。
We pray that the days that we have left, in the eyes of the
Lord, 不仅爱主的人能够像日头出现光辉烈烈。
But not only for those who love the Lord that they would rise up as the strength of the sun in his noonday.
有更多爱主的人被神兴起来。
But more and more of those who will love the Lord will rise up.
而且是带着影响力。
And rise up with power of influence.
有很多新来的年轻的，我曾经讲过我高中一个很好的朋友。
There are a lot of newcomers, those who are here new in our church family. I told stories about a close friend of mine when I was in high school.
他是台湾阿里山上的原住民。
He was the native of the province in Taiwan.
但是他们整个部落里面第一个考到重点高中台南一中。
And of his entire tribe, he was the first one to go to college.
还没有到 college, high school.
High school.
But you are right. 接下来他是第一个整个部落里面考上国立大学，就是你们重点大学。
And he's the very first one of his entire tribe to actually be able to test.Into a college university.
他们整个部落兴奋得不得了。
And their entire tribe was celebrating because of what he's done.
他爸爸妈妈高兴得不得了。
His parents were so proud of him.
就在那个暑假还没上大学的时候。
And that summer, right before he was about to go away to college.
他跟一些同学跑到我们台南县一个水库 reservoir.
And a bunch of his friends went to a particular reservoir in 台南。
乌山头水库，但台湾来的都知道。
And those of you who are from the island, you know what I'm talking about.
夏天很热。
And the summertime was extremely hot.
那你放着一个 sign 说不可以游泳。
And so a sign was clearly posted, no swimming allowed.
他是三地同胞，壮得很。
And he was very strong.
他觉得 piece of cake, 我没有问题，别人有问题我没问题。
He felt that the sign was for everyone else, it wasn't necessarily for him, because he could do it.
他下去以后就没回来。
And he went down to swim, and he never came back up.
到了傍晚，别人把他捞上来的时候
，and at the conclusion of the night, people were actually able to fetch his body out of the water.
我的同学告诉我
，and my friends told me.
当他爸爸从阿里山老远赶到这个警察局派出所的时候
，and when his father rushed down up from the mountains to the police station.
那个让他最骄傲的孩子
that one son gave him the greatest pride.
平躺在地上。
It was lying stiff on the ground.
上面盖着草席。
And there was a cloth draped over him.
我的同学就描述他爸爸看他的表那个过程。
And my friend described to me that entire encounter between when his father came in and saw that image.
当他把那个草席拉起来的时候。
And his father moved away the piece of cloth that was covering him.
那个让他那么骄傲、那么生动、那么活泼、那么可爱的孩子，一动不动地躺在那里。
And that son that brought him so much pride was motionless lying there.
他说：“爸爸眼泪就下来。”
It says his father begins to shed his tears.
然后突然啪一巴掌打他的耳光。
And all of a sudden his father struck him across the face.
你这个不孝的儿子。
And you, son of you did not honor your father. Sorry.
我想你可以了解他的痛苦。
You can describe the pain within this father's heart.
所有的骄傲，所有的盼望，所有在这孩子身上的计划，全部欧杠。
All the hopes that he had within his son was completely ended.
我刚才讲林肯总统说文章的价值不在长短。
And we said the President Lincoln said that the quality of an article has nothing to do with its length.
来在乎它的内容。
But the content of the article.
所以不见得代表长就一定有价值。
It doesn't mean that because it's long that it's of value.
同样的短也不见得有价值。
It doesn't mean that if it's short it's of value.
关键在于它的内容到底是什么。
But the content.Of this article.
我这个同学比约西亚王还要年轻，十八岁就走了。
My friend who was younger than King Josiah when he passed.
但是约西亚王这十九年，从他二十岁到三十九岁，他给全国所带来的影响，那是没有人可以说的。
Josiah, since the age of 20 to the age of 39, the influence that he brought to his nation cannot be compared.
圣经上说，主看一日如千年。
And so the scripture tells us the Lord sees one day as a thousand years.
当我们真的活得有价值的时候，连有价值的一天，在神的眼中胜过别人活一千年。
When we live a day of worth, that day in the eyes of the Lord surpasses a thousand years of those that may be lived by others.
当我们活得没有价值的时候
When we live a life without worth,
你活千年万年神可能都不数算
If you live a thousand years that way the Lord would not count them
所以我们何等希望能够像约西亚一样他就是因为专心要主的人
And so we may be like Josiah because he's wholeheartedly towards the Lord
让他的影响力能够从中心到圆周
That from the influence start from the center to a circumference
好像在黑暗的世代里面突然一盏明灯出现了
That he is that beacon of light in the darkness of night
照亮了那个世代的人
that he brought to light that the people of his time
在黑夜中一盏蜡烛点起来了
that in the dark of night a candle is lit
而且他开始点燃周围的人
and he begins to light every one of those around him
所以希望我们能够我找不到一首合适的诗歌来表达我的感觉所以我挑了我宁愿有耶稣
I can't really find the right hymn to express the heart within meBut the song, I'd rather have Jesus.
但是我们希望我们就是效法约西亚王，我们从爱耶稣，专心来寻求他主大卫的神开始。
But I pray that each and every one of us would imitate this particular king with a heart that solely loves the Lord.
神能够在我们身上让我们的影响力，让我们的祝福不见得扩，逐渐的扩大。
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在。活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们在主内分享彼此的见证好吗如果你需要我们为你祷告也请留言我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作帮助你不断在主里更新生命